The Wolf River, known for its broad width and dozens of rapids downstream, sounds more like a trickle in Oneida County. This section of river abuts a mostly undeveloped forest in the town of Shepke. This is what it sounded like the last time I visited the land a couple of months ago. It was quiet, if a little windy, and I only saw one other person. But with a new permit to be issued, the sounds of mining-related drilling might soon join the landscape. Oneida County's decision to approve the exploration was made not outdoors, but as part of a planning and development meeting held Wednesday, part at the courthouse, part by phone, out of respect for COVID-19.
What you have before you as a committee is really what we call just an exploration permit.
That's Carl Jenrich, the county's planning and zoning director. The permit application is from Badger Minerals, a Michigan-based subsidiary of a Canadian company. It's seeking to drill 10 exploration holes to an average depth of 400 feet, searching for minerals like zinc, copper, lead, silver, and gold below. A company called Noranda did similar drilling in the 1970s and found some success, based on records that still exist. Badger Minerals consultant Tracy Benzel explained that to the committee, although it's hard to hear.
The public information that is out there indicates there is something down there. It's been a hit of something.
There had been a hit of something in the past, he said. Benzel previously told WXPR any metallic mine would be an economic boon to Wisconsinites involved. Even so, Oneida County's planning and zoning department got about 60 letters and emails prior to Wednesday's meeting, most vehemently opposed to mining. But Jenrich, the department director, pointed out most comments were directed at mining generally, not the Oneida County Ordinance on Exploration or the Badger Minerals application.
A lot of the comments that were made were really related to if and when a mine would be developed on that parcel of property. So I did not see any technical issues, again, in relation to 9.61H.
The private land proposed for exploration is zoned general use, and general use allows for mining exploration. Jenrich advised the committee to approve the permit, and it did, unanimously, minutes later. Minutes after that, the public attending the meeting in person or by phone got the chance to speak up. The agenda called for their voice to be heard only after the committee took its vote, which agitated people like Pelican Lake's Gene Roach.
For the public to not have had the public's comments prior to a vote, I honestly am just stunned.
Democrat Tricia Zunker, who's running against State Senator Tom Tiffany for Northern Wisconsin's seat in Congress, told the committee it was making a mistake.
There is no such thing as safe sulfide mining. Allowing this project to move forward could jeopardize our beautiful lands and the Wolf River. Indeed, the true cost of this project is infinite and irrevocable.
Zunker is a Ho-Chunk tribal member. Tina Van Zyl is a Sacagan Chippewa tribal member, and she's the tribe's environmental director. Despite the location of the tribe's reservation just a few miles from the proposed drilling, she said she's yet to hear from Oneida County.
I'm a little appalled myself that the tribes have been here before anyone else, and still we don't get the courtesy of a phone call.
Even with Oneida County's approval, Badger Minerals still needs final sign-off from the DNR to begin drilling. It's been given a DNR exemption, allowing it to draw water from nearby Stockley Creek. The DNR is recommended, but not required, it be sensitive to potential bald eagle nesting areas nearby. As of Monday, Badger Minerals is now just waiting on word about stormwater and erosion control permitting from the DNR. As Planning and Development Committee Chair Scott Holowinski said on Wednesday, if the plan goes forward, this isn't mining, it's exploration. That's a point DNR mining expert Ann Kipper drove home in an interview in February.
Exploration drilling is very, very early on in the process and does not mean that there will be a mine. In fact, we have had only one modern-day mine in Wisconsin.
But the 10 drill holes could lead to next steps. Benzel, the company consultant, told the committee if things look interesting, there will be dozens and dozens of holes drilled down the road. For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer.